So you go whoop Henry's ass, okay?
Okay.
Then you go and you fight TJ Dillashaw, whoop his ass, got two belts now, as if he beats Cody Garbrandt, right? Uh-huh. And then you just drop them both retired. What else you need, man?
You gotta get through Henry Cejudo first, but I like that idea. That's a fantastic idea.
You got both belts, get a cool picture, you know? And then just done.
I like your where your head's at.
Is this where the champ does his swimming?
Yep, right here. This Olympic level pool. Ladies and gentlemen, Olympic level pool. We all come out here, swim with the kids after training session or during on Sundays and my day off. And it's kind of cool because they've learned how to swim so much better than actually going to classes. You want to make a whirlpool, Maverick?
Yeah.
It's two against one. You got to do it. What?
Because the whirlpool had a shark.
Okay, but we got to create it first. You got to run.
This is the only time the kids are nice to me is when we're in the pool.
Go, Ty, go!
No yelling, no bossing you around, no telling me, hey, do this! Until that.
Let's play Godzilla.
Okay, I like that. I like that idea.
Dad, did you see that?
I can eat you. He's a shark.
All the motivation you need right here.
Hey, Daddy.
Ready to shock the world. But first, I gotta get my fro chop.
Anyway, you don't have a choice to lose, bro.
You know, when you grow up when you're a kid, if you get beat up, they take you, you go crying to your mom. At least the way I grew up, if you get beat up, you go crying to your brothers and sisters, they'll beat you up. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
You guys are all gonna jump me?
How many people is gonna be there? Like,
Staples Center. It's gonna be, I think it holds about 20,000 people. I fought in front of 25,000 people before in Mexico City. And you can feel it, man. You can feel the difference of the amount of people that are there, man. It's scary, man. It's like, oh,
it's
shit.
Scary.
See,
I wish you guys would come more often. You guys are treating me like kings, though. Look.
Good luck. We'll see you guys later.
Wish you luck. Good luck, dude, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Henry.
Yeah.
Take him down.
Good luck to you, my friend.
All right, look at this.
Two kids, Tyron and Maverick, got a third one on the way, it's a baby girl. Every single time I fought, I always had a kid. So when Tyron was born, I was in the hospital, cutting weight. And then once Destiny gave birth, basically said, love you, good job, fantastic, welcome to the family, Tyron. Took off. Maverick was born, I was in the hospital once again. Took off, went to Montreal. So this time it's a little different. Don't you come out yet, okay? Be back.
I love you.
I'll be back. The baby is gonna be born hopefully after the fight. That way, after I can actually bring my wife home from the hospital.
I'm flying to California, LAX,
and be there with her and the child for the first 3 or 4 days instead of going off somewhere around the world to fight.
Perfect, thank you.
We are here with Cody Garbrandt, who will be seeking to get his bantamweight title back. UFC 227, August 4th at Staples Center. TJ told us he felt like he found holes in your game. He felt like you had a weak chin. How do you respond to that?
You know, that's fine. He's going to say whatever he has to say to get in his head that he's going to go in there and do it again. But he doesn't even believe it himself. You know, his coaches, he got yes men around him. I try to tell him he's the greatest thing, but we all know who TJ is. And he's been silver spoon fed his whole life, and he doesn't really know what any real adversity is to overcome.
Perfect.
So I'm focused. I've been focused this whole camp, and just ready to go do it.
What's up, man? How you doing, man? How you guys doing? Good. Good to see you, man. You guys good?
All right. Second chances are very rare, and
here you are with an immediate rematch. Do you feel grateful to be in this position, or do you feel like you were entitled to an immediate rematch with TJ?
You know, that's one thing. I never felt entitled to anything in my life. And I had TJ the first round backing up all over the place, knocking around the cage. He couldn't hit me. I just couldn't keep that pace up because I literally came off the couch to fight him. You know, so that's why I am so confident when I go in there this time that I literally done everything I needed to do in order to get this title back. Nobody in the world can beat me when I'm healthy, and those are facts. I'm too slick, I'm too fast, I'm too mean. He cannot and will not beat me again.
Go hard in practice. Gotta have someone line you up and get ready for the next day. This guy's kept me healthy, man. The only way I've made it through camp, seriously. We always go through camps with some sort of injuries, and this has been, it's been good, man. It's been real good. It's been awesome to have him part of the gym.
What tends to happen with most fighters, wrestlers, most combat athletes, they all talk about how tight their traps are. You go see a therapist, chiropractor, and you feel pretty much a quick release and everything comes back. The reason being is that most of your issues come from your masseter clenching up. So what tends to happen is you get whiplash, you get punched in the face, and your masseter clenches up. That goes back to your occipitals and goes down your neck and your traps. So as long as you don't release that, you'll always have tight traps.
I was weirded out first, but dude, it makes such a difference.
This is a must for any fighter who gets hit or whiplash, which is pretty much everybody. If you can release their jaw, all those problems will completely disappear.
I love pain. The pain of this, I know it makes me feel better afterwards. I like the pain. I like dishing out the pain. Shoot, just like my fight. I want to dish out some pain. I want this fight to last. I wanted to make him remember it, you know, remember the agony of this defeat.